WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. At least two people killed in Lakeview, Ohio, in a half-mile-wide tornado that hit a mobile home park and buildings in the city's downtown. In Kentucky,
authorities near Louisville say the storms damaged at least 50 buildings, including homes.
What do you go through your head in a moment like that? Where it's,
hey, there ain't nothing you can do. But it's going to get you. It's going to get you.
And farther south, damage in Hot Springs Village, Arkansas. Debris scattered.
ABC's Rhiannon Alley. A jury in Pontiac, Michigan convicted James Crumbly on four counts of involuntary manslaughter for not preventing son Ethan from gaining access to the gun he used to kill four students at Oxford, Michigan High School in 2022. Crumbly's wife was convicted previously. Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer calling for early elections in Israel, accusing Benjamin Netanyahu of putting his own political survival ahead of the best interests of the Jewish state. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Bob Haig. Katrina Bauer, the mother of missing 3-year-old Elijah Vu, has been bound over for trial to face charges stemming from the disappearance of her son. Bauer's next court date in Manitowoc County is an arraignment scheduled for March 22nd. Elijah has yet to be found. 7th District Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany among those voting for a bill that would require social media app TikTok be sold or banned in the U.S.
In my judgment, it's a national security issue, and that's how the bill was written.
The bill is now ready for U.S. Senate action, and if it passes there, President Joe Biden says he'll sign it. A 4-3 decision by the Wisconsin Supreme Court rules the charitable arm of the Catholic Diocese of Superior is not exempt from paying into Wisconsin's unemployment insurance system because its operations are primarily secular.
City weather. Mostly sunny today, and it's still going to be mild. Our high 55 this afternoon with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 39. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, becoming windy with a high of 53. On Sunday, windy, partly cloudy with a high of only 37. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 29.
In touch with the ground, I'm
90s, and more.
Love Shack. You say, all tainted love.
99.7 Max FM.
Pinned to my wall, an image of you and of me, and we're laughing with love at it all. Look at our life now, we're tattered and torn. We fuss and we fight and delight in the tears that we cry until dawn.
Living in her
the brain. Makes you wanna scream and shout. Presidential party. No one wants to dance. Looking for a new star.
And more.
Are you sure this is legal?
99.7 Max FM.
She knew how to get a kiss. She wore a raspberry beret.
angels wonder who you are. Thunder sounds out for the lightning seeds. You feel like a movie star. Listen, this ain't the first time, ain't the greatest. I'll tell ya, if I had the chance to do it all again.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Now, if you're a fan of mysteries, you're going to love the Bear Boom Mystery Weekend. It's going to take place Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th, 10 to 4 both days in downtown Baraboo. It's the fourth annual, and downtown Baraboo will be turned into the scene of a mystery for amateur detectives to solve. It's a fun and unique mix of mystery theater, live-action clue game, and scavenger hunt. Lots of great prizes to be given away and a whole lot of fun. It's only $10 to attend, and if you do want more information or you want to get those tickets, BaraboomMysteryWeekend.com.
Silver screen and all it said goodbye.
I'm never gonna dance again. Guilty feet have got no rhythm. Though it's easy to pretend, I know you're not a fool. Should have known better than to cheat a friend and waste the chance that I'd been given. So I'm never gonna dance again the way I dance with you.
I know.
Mostly sunny today, and it's still going to be mild. Our high 55 this afternoon with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 39. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, becoming windy with a high of 53. On Sunday, windy, partly cloudy with a high of only 37. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 29.
Max
and more. 99.7 Max FM.
Troubles and doubts.
children fences, vanity, insecurity. Don't you forget about me. I'll be alone, dancing.
We're
Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We always appreciate it. Now, if you're looking to get yourself out of the house, maybe meet some new people, this is a great opportunity. Check out Coffee & Company at the First Presbyterian Church of Reedsburg. They're located on North Park Street. Coffee & Company is going to take place the fourth Thursday of every month at 10 a.m. You can just head over to the church, enjoy a free cup of coffee and a little company and a little chat. No agenda, no expectations. They're also going to be serving some tea, just in case you're not a coffee drinker. If you do have questions, you can contact Pastor Lisa at 608-393-2997. Again, that is 608-393-2997.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Say, it's good for the geese, it's always good for the gander, Irish sailor.
Glorious. Max FM.